All right. Welcome to my first ever episode of the Beat Machines. This is I've had this account for so long, and I just never really did anything with it. But now I decided to do it. And so I just kind of want to make this talk about just music production and just music in general, you know, music culture, what's going on now, stuff like that. And things that I'm interested in, because obviously everybody's always interested in something. So today I kind of wanted to, I was thinking about earlier today, what my top 10 favorite music producers were. Sorry, I'm taking some water. But I was thinking about it, and I kind of have my top five down. But the more I think about it, you know, I don't really know who my top 10 are. And there's a lot of people who, you know, they know who their top 10 is. I'm not one of those people. I've had conversations with people, and it always gets heated when it gets to like the top 10, top 15 people, because everybody thinks that, you know, the ones that they chose in their list are the better ones. Their number ones are always the same people, you know, J Dilla and all those guys. So I want to get down to it. I basically need help picking 10 through 6, cuz I don't have one. I don't have anybody from 10 to 6. Like I know names. And obviously I'm talking more like hip hop production. I'm not going to bring up a producer that made like a Michael Jackson song or whatever. This is more like for like the beat makers of the world. And those guys are just as much producers as they are beat makers. But I kind of just like, I like that style of production, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, so all right. Do I go from 1 to 10? Because if I start from 10, I have to start figuring out who I want at 10. All right, I'm going to start at 10. I needed a Google Doc for this. This is going to be interesting. Because I need to jot this down. I need to jot this down and be able to look at it. This water's good. Okay. Then. Trying to think right now, bro. Okay. Number 10 for me right now is Madlib. Honestly, I like, okay, here's the thing for me. I like samples. All right, so when I listen to beats nowadays, a lot of beats nowadays drive me nuts because most beats don't have very soulful samples. I like those old school soulful samples. They do it for me. They just move my soul. If I hear like a super high-pitched vocal, they move me in ways that nobody else can, you know? So, I'm going to go ahead and play a Madlib beat, but I'm going to play it off my speakers here. So, I hope this works. Because I don't think Anchor has any Madlib. No? I don't think so. No, fuck you, Squarespace. yeah, okay, so let's... I mean, just this guy is amazing. Do I have to tell you anymore? Like, I shouldn't have to say anything else past that. I think that's good, you know? like, just his style of, like, sampling and just making beats in general is just amazing. It drives me... drives me crazy because I try to like, when I make beats, and I am a producer as well. When I make beats though, I try to sometimes like recreate these people's sounds, and I've had conversations with people where they say people who sample aren't original because they're taking other people's music. But that's such bullshit, because when I really think about it, and I have this conversation a lot with my dad. My dad is a musician. He's a professional bassist. And I have this conversation with him a lot because he always tells me that these producers nowadays, they're not real musicians. And I guess technically they're not. And he also says stuff about like, oh, if you sample, you're unoriginal because you're taking somebody else's music and making it something else. Here's my thing, though. If it's unoriginal, how come there are producers out there who have their own sound? Like Ninth Wonder has a sound, you know what I'm saying? And you attribute his sound to samples, to very, very soulful sounding samples that not many people can recreate. The Heatmakers, Arsonist, he freaking, his sound was like an era. There was an era where it was just his sound. You know, the high pitch, the chipmunk vocals. It was that was like early 2000s hip hop was that was Arsonist. That was like Arsonist and Just Blaze. Like they really created, like their sound was that they made the sound of an era in hip hop. Those guys, you know what I'm saying? Like they're original. You hear a beat that has a high pitched vocal in it, and you're gonna say, oh, that sounds like a Arsonist beat. That sounds like a Just Blaze beat. That sounds like a so and so beat. Like you'd say that it sounds like one of their beats. So I don't even know how I got here, but yeah. So number nine, am I feeling for number nine? I'm gonna put Timbo. So Timbaland, dude, Timbaland is another guy. I was just listening to what Genuine song was it? I was listening to a Genuine song, and let me tell you, this guy, Timbaland is the only dude who could like sample the most like miscellaneous sounds, like this weird sounds, and make a fire beat out of it. Like, oh man, what was that Genuine song I was listening to? Yesterday, I had like a little flat. I went back in time and I started listening to some older R&B. I stumbled over some Genuine songs, and I knew one of them was produced by Timbo, and I was going nuts, just cause yo, like the sample in it, it was unique. It was very unique, and man, it was insane. Like I. Anyway, let's play a little bit of Timbo's music. We're gonna just do this for every single producer on here. But we're only gonna play a small portion so that we don't get into some trouble here. Not like I'm making any money off this or anything, but just you know, just to fucking not get into some shit, because that's not what we want to do right now. Let's see, what's this? I tell you hear this, and this is a Timbaland sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that other song that was very unique sounding? It had a baby in it. I gotta watch my back because I'm not just anybody. The Aaliyah song. Oh man, fucking, the song names are just escaping me today. What's the name of that? So I'm looking this up. I'm not about to sit here and sound like I'm fucking. Like I'm not cultured or anything. I know. Are You That Somebody? I think that's the song. Damn, from 1998, huh? I think that's the song, yeah. I want to make sure, though. Is this not by, Timbaland. All right, yeah, I'm not tripping. Wikipedia says something about Static Major. I don't know. I don't feel like doing research right now. But yeah, either way, they like, dude, only Timbaland can sample a baby laughing and add it in a beat and make it sound fresh. Because, yeah, that's a Timbo. That's just a Timbo thing to do. I'm getting off topic again. My ADHD is acting up. What else? What else we got? Number eight. See, I'm telling you, 10 through 6 is going to be a pain for me. I got 5 through 1 figured out for the most part. Just 10 through 6, I just don't know. Like, I could throw anybody in there just to throw them in there, but I want this to be a real list. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What are we going to do here? Wow. This is a lot harder than I ever thought it would be. Okay, I'm going to add, out of just, I'm going to add Pharrell. Pharrell at number 8. And I, honestly, he's just in there to fill that spot. I love Pharrell. Pharrell is fire. But I honestly have Pharrell in there just to fill up that gap. Because I don't know who to put at number 8. You know what I'm saying? So, let's see. Let's find something Pharrell's worked on. Do I really have to? You know, fuck this. I'm not doing this shit anymore. They keep playing a beat. I just don't know what to play for Pharrell. So I'm just going to leave it blank. Number 7. All right. Just 7 and 6. And then I'm pretty sure I got it from 5 to 1. Okay. 7. Who am I going to put for 7? Ooh, I could say. Okay, I'm gonna put in New Jabez. Is that how you say his name? Please tell me I'm not like mispronouncing his name. He passed away. I'm not trying to be a dick about it. Number 5 is gonna be controversial. Well, not necessarily, but it's always with my top 5 because I always talk about top 5s because I never really just sat down and figured out my top 10. My 5th one people usually disagree with. They feel like you should be higher up on the list, but that's going to make you want to listen more, I guess. But number 6. So after New Jabez, who do I got? See. All right. But, okay, here's the thing. All right, I'm going to put Kanye. Kanye West as a producer. Because for people who don't know, he was a producer well before he was a rapper. Kanye was a motherfucker, man. Kanye made the beat that got me into music production. If it wasn't for Kanye, I would have never started making beats. So I am forever grateful for Kanye. So, and I'll play the beat that did it. Everybody and their mom knows this song. So this isn't new for anybody. No. You don't get ads on here, bro, unless you're paying. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Come on. All right, let's turn that down. I don't want to get into any trouble. That's enough. You guys get the idea. Through the Wire, let me tell you something. Through the Wire has so much of an impact on me and my sound. Like, Through the Wire, okay, there's a, in the verse where Kanye raps, he has a portion of the song, in like, where the sample is going, through the wire, through the wire, like, it does that little, I'm gonna play that part. I'm gonna play that one part. I'll have to find it. I'm gonna find it. Here it is. Listen. Right here. Right now. That little whoa. That part when I was, how old was I when this song came out? I don't remember. I was pretty young. But when this song came out and I heard that exact second, I literally, it cut right through his rapping. Like, it cut through everything. It cut through all the bullshit in the song and it caught my ear. And that was it forever and ever and ever and ever again. Like, I've just fallen in love with how music production works, how sampling works. That's why so many of my beats are samples, which is why I have so much trouble selling them. That doesn't matter. That second right there, when I was a kid, I was like, I need to find out how he makes that sound. Because I, at that time, you know, I didn't really do like know anything about sampling or anything. So I was just like, how do you recreate that sound? And I told myself, I'm going to learn how to do that. And I've learned, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm sometimes like now I'll listen to the song. I'm definitely not as impressed as I was back then, but I recognize it for what it was. And that the second that I heard that first little when I was a kid, that shit was a turning point in my life. Okay. Number five. I've done my top fives before, so for the most part, I kind of have this figured out. Number five is J Dilla. Now, here's why I always run into trouble with my number five. Everybody and their mom puts J Dilla at number one, and I get it. He was amazing. This is my list. I think that's one thing. Everybody, like, it's become almost like a unspoken rule that J Dilla's number one on everybody's list. Now, J Dilla's really good. That's why he's in my top five. But I don't go crazy over his shit either. Donuts was fire. Everybody likes donuts, though. Everybody does. I don't think I've ever met and like one person that didn't like donuts. So, but yeah, I just, J Dilla, he's amazing, but I just don't go crazy over his stuff. You know what I'm saying? I kind of put J Dilla at number five out of respect for his legacy, for his legend. You know what I'm saying? He's just there. If it was off just beat preference, I'd put Kanye over Dilla at number five. I prefer how Kanye makes beats. Well, old Kanye, not now. But like Kanye, like early 2000s Kanye, I'd put that Kanye over Dilla, personally. And I've told people that and I get into problems. It's almost become like a law, like it's like an unspoken rule. Like Dilla's number one, don't ever question it again. And I refuse to believe that's like I have to believe that. You know what I'm saying? So I put Dilla at number five out of respect for his legend. And I think that's okay. That's respectable. Listen, I understand where credit is due. So I gave Dilla his credit. Number four for me is Q-Tip. From A Tribe. I just love his shit. I think he made Memory Lane for Nas. I'm pretty sure he did. That beat was one of my favorite beats for a very long time. Ever. What is there to like? What is there bad to say about Q-Tip? The guy's a freaking monster. I shit you not. There's this video on YouTube. You could look it up. It's him. He's in the studio with like Kanye's in the studio too. Like I'd shit my pants if I could be like if I was in that studio. Like it was just some legends in there, and this is like early 2000s. So, you know, Kanye's still, like, in his soulful, you know, chop up the soul, version of himself. And, man, Q-Tip's in there messing around with a turntable. And he's just, like, looping this part of a song. But he's doing it with the needle on the turntable. Like, he's not doing it on an MPC. He's not doing it on an SP. He's not doing it on a MIDI controller or an ASR. Nothing like that. No. He has the needle in his hand, right? Like the little handle to the needle on the turntable. And he's just bringing it back ever so slightly. And what I mean, like, he's bringing it back so, like, ever so slightly. Like, he's just bringing it back, like, 2 seconds back in the song just to make that loop. And he's doing it. And he was trying to get it, and he was having trouble getting it for the first, like, 2 minutes. And then, like, I think 2 minutes and 30 seconds, something like that. Some point in the video, he gets it perfect, like, three times in a row. Perfect. Like, perfect. Guys, you got to go and watch that video, man. Like, it's fucking tremendous. Like, he's just, he brings that needle back, boom, lands right on the spot where you'd fucking, like, right where you'd, if you were editing the sound on your MPC ASR, if you're on your DAW right now, like, nowadays, you'd, right where you'd start that loop so that it makes the perfect beat, that's where he was hitting the shit with the needle. That's, like, everybody in that studio started going insane. And even I was, I remember the first time I saw that video, I was just chilling in bed watching a video because I had just come home from school, finished my homework, started watching some videos because at the time, music was everything around me. You know what I'm saying? There's kids, they don't prioritize or whatever. You know, they prioritize different things. You know, some kids in high school, all they care about is getting high. Some care about girls or whatever, right? I didn't give a fuck about anything besides making beats and sampling records, man. That was all I, so I'd, that's all I would watch when I got home on YouTube and stuff like that. I'd watch the Rhythm Roulettes on Mass Appeal, and that's all I watched, man. And just beat making videos of Just Blaze making beats and all these legendary producers, Jay Dilla videos when he's chilling with Common in his basement studio making beats, had like 5,000 records. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, and wishing that I was in those positions, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm watching this Q-Tip video and he fucking nails it with that needle like 3 or 4 times, just loops it perfectly. And everybody in that studio, including Kanye, they all went nuts. Man, good times though. Like, that's, there's people that you love not because, oh, everything they make is fire. There's people that, there's like producers out there you just love because they got a fucking, they got like a certain skill set that just drives you up the wall. Like, it's just, it's insane. Like, you're watching and you're like, how the hell does this motherfucker do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. Let's get on to number three, though. Number three, for me, is Ninth Wonder, who I mentioned earlier when I was talking about people who have sounds, original sounds. Ninth Wonder has a sound, man. Like, he does... You know, he has just these soulful, very soulful samples, man. And he has a sound. He has a sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can't, so that's why I said earlier, you can't say that, you know, some of these guys aren't original when they have a sound. Like, and all of Ninth Wonder's stuff is all samples. I'm just gonna find something to play. This beat is pretty good. With Wix? Oh my goodness, man. Wix is out here trying to get in my podcast, man. You ain't paying me no money. You can't get played in this podcast. This is a beat for, I think, Rhapsody. Oh, man. So hard to keep. Man. That's insane. Just beautiful. Honestly, it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like Ninth Wonder, I don't know what's up with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have a problem to not like Ninth Wonder. I'm gonna crack my back. All right. So, Ninth Wonder, I remember, okay, back a while ago, a couple years ago, I was watching a Ninth Wonder video. It was like, I don't remember the name of the actual video. It was like Ninth Wonder makes a beat in the studio or something like that. And it was for the, what was it for? I think it was from the Wonder Years video or documentary or whatever it is. And Ninth Wonder's making this beat and he sampled, I think it was Cry Together We Cry. Oh, so I think it's just Cry by the OJs. And man, and it's just him making the beat. And there's this moment, like he has this moment when he finds that, like, that sequence with the samples. And it's fucking magic, man. and me, I got emotional with him. Like, I got emotional. All right, there's time when you have a dry spell for a whole day straight. You can't make shit. And then you find that one moment that you find that sample. And then you're able to chop it up just the right way. And you get that sequence. And it's the sequence you heard in your head. Like it just came out of the fucking skies. Like, right out of heaven. And it's amazing. And I got emotional watching it. I was like, man, this is amazing. And then the emotion he's putting into it. Like, he's like, woo! Like, he's just into it, man. And he's putting in, I think he's in like an NPC 2500 or 2000. I don't remember what he was using. And he's just going in, man. And I'm just watching. And I was like, man, I can't wait till the day where I'm like, that comes around. You know what I'm saying? So, Ninth Wonder has a big place in my heart. You know what I'm saying? He's made so many beats that helped form my younger years and stuff like that. So, Ninth Wonder, number three. Number two, Heatmakers, just Arsonist. Arsonist is the man who's created my style. Him and Ninth and my number one. Now, if you guys know who I am, if you guys know me from my Instagram, I'm going to start doing YouTube. You guys know that number one isn't like, you guys should know who my number one is. But if you guys are new and you guys are just hearing this from, I don't know where, iTunes, Anchor, whatever. Wherever this gets played at. Arsonist has such a impact on my sound. The whole chipmunk voice thing. I have a cousin. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he'd want me to say his name on here. But this kid, he just liked old school rap. And then I started talking to him about music production and the producers and all this stuff. And man, he's just really gotten into it. Now he loves sampling and he wants to learn how to sample and make beats too. Like, it's amazing watching. I'm so far ahead of him now. And I feel like I'm watching myself, like a younger version of me that's skinnier. And it's amazing. And he has so much enthusiasm. And he tells me that his favorite sample in the world is piano samples. Dead Presidents is his favorite beat of all time. That bing, 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 ding, ding, ding. Like, that's just that sample, that piano. There's something that just, and it draws him in, and I get it, and I got it, and I was like, whatever, bro. That's you, that's your sound, that's what you like. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's just the high-pitched vocals, man. Like, those super high-pitched sped-up vocals, man, they do something to me, man. I've heard beats with high-pitched samples, right? Like, had these high-pitched vocals in it, sped up and all that, and I've cried to them. That's how fucking good some of these things are, man. What's the name of this beat? Stuck on You. Rest in peace to Prodigy. He has this beat, and it was made by fucking Alchemist. And there's this one portion in the beat. This is like a little freaking towards the end. I'm gonna play it. Man, there's just like this little, at the end, there's like an alternate, Alchemist puts in there like an alternate chop. Where he kind of, I think he just lets the sample play out. He lets the voice he lets the singer go on a bit of a run. And my little cousin, my younger cousin, who I'm talking about earlier, who I was talking about earlier, he put me onto this song. And I remember the first time I heard this song, I actually cried, guys. I cried. I was like, that's so fucking beautiful, man. And I was like, this is what it's all about. This is what music production is all about to me. This is the best. And that's when I came to the conclusion that, in my opinion, the best instrument in the world is the human voice. Like, you can take it, you can manipulate it, you can make a fucking, you can make somebody yelling sound like a guitar if you fucking did enough editing to it. You know what I'm saying? Like you have limitations with other instruments. You know, I could play a piano, it's gonna be difficult for me to make it sound like it's doing a run the way an R&B singer would if I sampled an R&B singer. But with enough editing behind it, I can make a human voice sound like anything. And, man, just like sampling is just all it is. Like, it's everything to me. Here, let me see if... All right. This is the part where I think he kind of just lets it go. Man, I'll never forget it. I get goosebumps every time I listen to that fucking part. I got goosebumps right now. The first time I heard this song, and I heard that portion of the song, like the whole beat's fire, but when I heard that portion of the song, I cried. I cried for the first time I cried. And it was just magical. And that's what brings me. That's why I got here to talk about Arsonist. The Arsonist has, in my opinion, the second greatest beat ever made. And it's, of course, a Dipset beat. This fucking sample is godly. Like, it just makes no fucking sense to me how good it is. Here, I'll just let you enjoy it for like a couple seconds. Oh my fuck. Yeah, let me tell you something, bro. That beat, like, just that sound, the fucking sound. Arsonist has a sound, man. Like, that sound he has, that high-pitched vocal is so amazing. It's the best sound in the world. What the fuck is a beat without a high-pitched vocal? Get the fuck out of my face. If you don't have any vocal samples, nothing. Get out of my face. I don't want to do business with you. I'm a simple guy, man. I'm easy to please. You know. Just give me a fucking high-pitched vocal and I'm happy. And Arsonist, like I said, and a lot of my beats have high-pitched vocals. Actually, most of them do. Like 98% of them have high-pitched. And it has a lot to do with this guy. It has a lot to do with Arsonist. A lot. Considering that him, along with a couple other guys, you know, they, like, it existed before them, but they did it right. They really helped pioneer that sound, and it took over the early 2000s. You know, they made an era. You know, their sound was literally the sound of an era of rap. And number one. Now, if you guys know me, you know who number one is already. If you don't know, you're going to find out. For me, number one, the greatest of all time, don't at me. Don't do anything. Literally, I don't want to hear it. Just Blaze. I don't think I have to say. I can literally just end up. I'm comfortable ending the podcast at that. I'm comfortable ending this podcast at Just Blaze. What do you say? What do you say, man? What do you have to say against that? Like, I'll wait. And like, you know what I mean? Like, man, Just Blaze. Like, what? I don't have to say anything else. Illmind said that Just Blaze is the GOAT. Illmind's fucking right. 100%. I mean, Just Blaze. Without Just Blaze, man. He's a fucking humble dude. And he's the greatest producer of all time. I really don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear anything else. Man, Just fucking Blaze. Made Drake rap like he was Jay-Z. Oh, Lord knows. Just Blaze, man. Like, I'm literally... you know what? I'm just going to sit here and say Just Blaze for 5 minutes straight. Nah, it's gas. But still, oh, man. I don't even feel like I have to try and sit here and, argue it. I don't have to sit here and explain it. I feel like if you know anything about hip-hop, especially the early 2000s, I don't... You know who Just Blaze is. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't. I really don't. With that being said, I will tell you what my favorite Just Blaze beat is, because they don't have any good recreations of the beat on YouTube. I've tried finding it. And it's also my favorite beat of all time. You Don't Know by Jay-Z. That fucking sample. I remember the first time I ever heard this song when I was a kid. And I turn my music high when Jay-Z sang that. And beneath it, it goes like, ah! Like, it's just screaming. Like, what's his name? Bobby Bird or whatever. The name of the artist who did the original song that Just Blaze sampled. He's just yelling, like, fucking howling under this fucking, under Jay-Z's. Ah! Yeah. And then you hear that, you don't know what you're doing. And then those fucking Trump. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, man. Fucking listen, Just Blaze, buddy. That's all I gotta say. Just fucking Blaze. All right. I think you guys get it. All right, let's go ahead and recap our top 10. And then we'll call it a day. This is about to be a 40-minute podcast. So I think it's pretty good length for my first podcast ever. If there's a way for you guys to get back at me and you want me to, you can send me topics that you want me to talk about on later podcasts. My Instagram is Lydian Beats altogether. I don't think there's any capitals. LYDIANBEATS, Lydian Beats altogether. The picture is me and there's like a gray filter over and it's just me smiling. So if you guys can DM me or on my latest post, whatever, if you guys want to hear a specific topic for the next podcast, you guys can go ahead and do that. Just comment or DM me. Say, hey, man, I listened to your podcast. I like it. And then, you know, if I get listeners and whatever, I'm going to have to work out a schedule for this podcast, because I kind of just did this I always wanted to. I've been planning on doing a podcast forever, and I know this app existed. I guess I never just got around to it. But anyway, let's do the recap, and then we'll call it a day. And then who knows what'll happen. Maybe I'll do it again this time next week. Maybe I'll have to do this 2 times a week, 3 times a week. Let's see what happens. Number 10 is Madlib. Number 9, Timbaland. Shout-outs to Timbaland. Shout-outs to Madlib, of course, as well. Number 8, Pharrell. Shout-outs to Pharrell. Pharrell Williams. Number 7, Nujabes. Rest in peace to Nujabes. Shout out Nujabes. Number 6, Kanye. Kanye West. Old school Kanye, of course. I'm talking early 2000s Kanye, when the Dropout Bear was the shit. Number 5, Dilla. Rest in peace, Dilla. Number 4, Q-Tip. Shout outs to him. Number 3, Ninth Wonder. Number 2, Arsonist. Of course, number 1, the King, the Legend, the GOAT. Just Blaze. All right, guys, well, thank you so much for tuning in. If you made it this far, you're fucking awesome. You're beautiful people, and I love you. Follow, I don't know how this works exactly, but follow if you want to find a way to follow the podcast or whatever. You could follow me on Instagram, and of course, like I said, you can DM me if you want any specific topics to be talked about. Thank you so much. Have a fucking awesome day. God bless you. Yeah, have a great fucking day, guys. And I'll see you on the next one.